Well done, boys and girls. That sounded awesome. Give yourselves a pat on the back. That was great. Now, boys and girls, we're going to read from the Bible now. And as we know, the Bible is a special book. Because when we read the Bible, God is speaking to us. It's just the same as if we were on a big mountain and a booming voice came down. Just like that, if God were to speak to us that way, that we could hear it with our ears, it's just the same when we read the Bible. So have a look at the screen, because here's what the Bible says. I'll move over this side without tripping over, and you can all see. Okay, here's what the Bible says. Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "always give us this bread." Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty."
Right. Are you listening? What would happen if a policeman said, "Hey, you, come here"? What would you do if a policeman told you to come? What would you do? You would come with them. You wouldn't turn your back and say, "No." You wouldn't do that, would you? Now, today, someone even more important than a policeman, God, is going to speak to us. When his Bible is explained, God is speaking. So we better listen. So I'm going to pray and I'm going to ask God to help us to sit still and listen. Okay. Dear God, please speak to us now. We want to listen. We want to sit still. We want to hear about how much you love us. Amen. Right. And do you want to see how strong I am? And I've got stuff. Ooh, I used to be strong. Ooh, and I've got stuff to show you. All right. Now, this is what happened. One day, Jesus went to this place. It was a desert place. There was no shops. There were no houses. It was like in the bush. And he went up onto a mountain. And he had his friends, 12 disciples around him. But while he was talking to them, a huge crowd came. Lots of people. Look around you. Look, look. Not like that. Way bigger. Bigger, bigger, bigger. Huge. Lots of people. Even 5,000. Even more. And while they were all coming to Jesus, right? The disciples looked up and thought, "Wow, what a big crowd." Then Jesus said, he turned to Philip. Philip was one of his disciples. And he said, "Philip," and Philip said, "Yes, Lord." And Jesus said, "Philip, where can we buy bread for all these people?" What do you think Philip went? Philip went, "What? Where are we going to? Are you crazy? We'll never be able to give bread to all these people. There's so many, so many people. We'll never find bread for all of them." And then there was another guy called Andrew. Now, Andrew was funny. And you know what Andrew said? "Lord Jesus," and Jesus said, "Yeah." Andrew said, "There's a boy here. He's got 2 fish and 5 loaves. And everyone went, "Ha, ha, ha. What are you going to do with 2 fish and 5 loaves? That's not going to feed everybody." Everyone's laughing. What a silly idea. I mean, really? And Jesus said, "Make everybody sit down." And make everybody sit down. And the disciples thought, "Is he serious? What do you think he's going to do? All those people." Okay. And so they had a Mexican wave in reverse. Everybody sit down. And everybody sat down. Everybody sat down. Lots of people. And then you know what Jesus did? Wow, the disciples were watching. Jesus took the bread. He broke it. He said, "Thank you, Father." And the little boy goes, "There's my lunch gone." And then he took the fish. "Oh, I've got nothing left." And Jesus took the fish. "Thank you, Father." And he said, "Give it to the people." Now, what do you think the disciples? All right. Well, lucky people in the front row, at least they'll get some. So off they go. And they give him just a little bit, because it's got to go. You know, just a little bit, and you can have a bit. No, not more than that, just a little bit. There isn't much to go around. And there's more. Okay, you can have a bit more here. And you can have some, and there's more. Okay, all right, you can have more. Oh, and the little boy, you can have some of your lunch back. And what about the fish? You can have some fish, but there's only two. So not everyone's going to get fish, okay? You can have some fish, and there's more fish. Where's this coming from? You can have fish. There's more fish. Where's it coming from? And you know what, children? They went giving everyone bread and fish. It must have taken 2 hours at least. But everybody had lots of bread and lots of fish. And the disciples were like, "Where is this coming from?" You know what happened afterwards? When all their tummies were full. Do you know what happened? Jesus said to the disciples, "I want you to take 12 baskets and go fetch everything that's left over." And do you know what? They fetched 12 baskets. Because nobody eats crusts. So all the crusts and all that, it was all left over. Now, children, what does that mean? What does that mean? Is Jesus just, what's it mean? Well, I want to show you this morning. Have a look at this verse here. And we're going to say this verse lots of times today. This is what it means. Why did Jesus do that miracle? For one reason, to teach us this. Look closely. The bread of life is Jesus, who came down from heaven and gives life to the world. Let's all say that. Let's all say that. Okay, with me. The bread of life is Jesus, who came down from heaven and gives life to the world. Okay. Three things we're going to learn this morning. Number one. Jesus came from heaven. Where did Jesus come from?
Heaven.
That's right. Now, who wants to see what's in my fridge? Yes, no, I knew it. Oh, I got some cool stuff in here. Okay. What's the first thing in my fridge? Oh, it's cold. Not really. It's not plugged in. But it's, ta-da.
Yummy.
Yum. It is so yum. Where do you get your food from? Yeah, what? The shops. Well, I was kind of hoping that you would say, I'll tell you. You get it from your mum and dad, from your parents. They love you and they give you food. And you go to this magic box called a fridge and there's food in it. Who put the food in the fridge? Your mum and dad, because they love you. That's why you live at home, because of the fridge benefits. That's why we live at home. Now listen. God is a good father. He gives us food. And you know what? He sent Jesus. That's why Jesus did that miracle. He was saying to everyone, look at me. I'm the bread that came down from heaven. God gave me to you. God is a good father, and he gave them bread, which as you'll see is Jesus. Jesus came from heaven. You got it? Okay, let's say our verse again. Have a look at our verse. The bread of life is Jesus, who came down from heaven and gives life to the world. That's what Jesus said. He came from heaven. All right. Number two. First thing we learn, Jesus came from heaven. Second thing we learn, Jesus must be taken in. Oh, Jesus must be taken in. All right, I need three children.
Nothing.
Not you. Okay, not you. Yes, you can come up. You come up, stand over here. And let's have, yes, Cohen, come up. Yes, Daniel, come up, stand over here. All right. Yes, come, come. You don't want to come up. You can change your mind if you want to. No, brilliant. Okay. Let the ladies stand in the middle, okay? There you go. All right. Now, look what I got. Bread. No one wheat intolerant. I didn't think of that. Okay. Well, anyway, look at this, bread. Now, I'm going to ask these children, watch them closely. Children, do you believe that this bread is really there?
Yes.
Cool. Do you believe it's yummy?
Yes.
Yes. Are your tummies getting full?
No.
No. Are you not getting satisfied? Oh, my bread's not. You can come too. My bread, listen, my bread is not working. Why isn't my bread making their tummies full? Why aren't they getting satisfied? Yes, why? Oh, you have to eat it. You can't just believe it. You can't just look at it. You have to eat it. Now, stay there. Listen to what Jesus says. Look at this verse. It's strange, but I'm going to explain it. Jesus said, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood, ew, remains in me and I in them. What on earth is Jesus talking about? Can we eat Jesus?
No.
No. What's he talking about? Now, I want you to watch. Watch closely. I'm going to explain it, okay? Watch. Children, will you eat a bit of this bread? There you go. Take it, eat some bread. Watch what they're doing, because I'm going to ask you. Cool. Yes, eat some. Do you want to eat some bread? Oh, you sure do. Wow, cool. Are you watching? I'm going to ask you a question. Look. Look at my bread. What happened to the bread? Who can tell me?
They ate it.
Yeah, but before they ate it, what did they do? They ripped it up. They killed it. You can preach next Sunday. Children, listen. They had to break the bread. The bread had to be broken. Look at their mouths. What are they doing? They're chewing. The bread has to be crushed. Listen, everybody. Jesus had to die. That's what he's teaching us. Can you go back to that verse there, Stuart? That's what Jesus is saying. Jesus says, I have to be broken. I have to be crushed. I have to be ripped. Jesus went to a cross. He died on a cross. His body was broken. His blood was poured. He was ripped because he loved us. That's the first thing. He says, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me. He's telling us he had to die. But the second thing is this. Where's the bread gone? Cohen, where's the bread? In there. Where's the bread? In there. Where's the bread? Where's the bread? Yes, that's right. Listen. The bread has to go inside you. Jesus tells us, you have to take me in. You can't just believe in me. You have to take me inside of you. What does he mean? What does it mean? Well, let me explain to you. Look at me. Which one of you have got grandees? Have you got grandees? Tell me if they ever do this to you. You're so cute, I want to eat you up. Yeah? Do they do that? Don't you love it?
No.
I hate it as well. My wife does that. Now listen. Listen, children, everybody look at me. When your grandies say, you're so cute, I want to eat you, they don't mean they really want to eat you. They mean they love you. When you eat something, it means you love it. When Jesus says he's the bread, it means he has to die. And it means you have to love him. You have to take him into not your tummy, but your heart. Okay, two things so far. Look at it again. Jesus came from heaven. Jesus must be taken in. Okay, you can sit down. One last thing. Have a seat there, guys. Well done. Hey, if you all sit still, I'll give you a piece of my bread afterwards. Okay. In fact, all right. Now, listen, children. Jesus came from heaven. Jesus must be taken in. Let's say our verse again. The bread of life is Jesus, who came down from heaven and gives life to the world. So the first thing we've learned, Jesus came from heaven. Jesus must die. We must take him in. Okay, thirdly and finally, look at the third point. Jesus gives us life. Jesus. Now, who wants to see what's in my fridge? Let's see. What's in my fridge? Oh, yes. The best thing you can find in a fridge. McDonald's. Oh, yeah. Now, tell me. The person who sits the stillest may. Maybe. Now, listen. Will McDonald's give you life? Do you know there was a man, and he ate McDonald's for a whole month and nothing else. He nearly died. That's true. It's so bad for you. All right, so that's not going to give you life. Let's see what else is in my fridge. Ooh. Well, let me ask you a question. Will broccoli give you life? Yeah. Well, now I'm going to ask you a question. Think of your grandees, okay? Granddad, grandmum. Which one do they prefer? Broccoli. And look at your grandees. Is it working? It's not working, is it? No. Oh, dear. Children. Listen, no food can give you life. It can only make you live a little bit, but in the end, you'll still die. Food can't give you life. Look at what Jesus says. Look at what he says here. Jesus said, he's talking about himself. This is the true bread that came down from heaven. Not like the bread your fathers ate and died. Whoever feeds on this bread, Jesus, will live forever. What's Jesus saying? He's saying that if you eat food, even if it's Macca's, even if it's broccoli, you'll still die. But if you take him into your heart, you will live forever. Look at what Jesus says. This is the true bread. Can I tell you all something? Are you listening? Do you know there's lots of people eating bad stuff? They're feasting on stuff. Can I show you my fridge? Can I show you some things people are feasting on? Ooh, even right now, some people are feasting on sport. They feast on sport. How? But it can't keep you alive. It can't. They're nibbling on Jesus. Nibble. But they're feasting on sport. It won't keep you alive. What else do people feast on? I'll show you. Oh, hopefully that ball doesn't roll off. Look at this. Ooh. Some of our people nibble on Jesus and feast on TV. That's right. They read their Bible a little bit. They pray a little bit. Ooh, but they feast on TV. Will that keep you alive?
No.
What else do people feast on? I'll show you the favorite snack in my family. Oh, I've got it here. Yeah. Some people, they say they believe in Jesus. They read their Bible sometimes, they pray, but they feast on gaming. It won't keep you alive. What does Jesus say? Look at what Jesus says. He is the true bread. These are false breads. He came down from heaven. He's not like the bread your fathers ate and died. No, whoever takes Jesus into his heart will live forever. Okay, you've been very good. Let's say this verse together, everybody. Carry on there, Stuart. The bread of life is Jesus, who came down from heaven and gives life to the world. Three things we learned this morning. Look at this. Jesus came from heaven. Jesus must be taken in. Jesus gives us life. Now, children, last question. Look at those three things. Which one must we do? Number one, Jesus came from heaven. That's not our job. God gave Jesus to us. Number three, Jesus gives us life. That's not our job. That's his job. He gives us life. Which one must we do? Elijah. Number two, we must take Jesus into our hearts. Who wants to do that? Oh, I'm glad, because Jesus says you'll live forever. So listen, I'm going to pray a simple prayer. Wiggle your fingers. Put them together. All right, now listen. I'm going to pray a prayer. And if you want to, you can pray after me. One little line at a time. Listen to what I'm going to pray. Dear Jesus, thank you that you came from heaven. I believe you are real bread. Please come into my heart and give me everlasting life. Amen. Yay! If you prayed that prayer and you really meant it, Jesus will come into you. He'll live within you. You must tell mom and dad, and he will let you live forever. Right, I'm going to hand over to Brendan.